Just so you know that I know, the main priority of a guest preacher is to make the congregation happy to have their pastor back next Sunday. The scriptures tell the story of what happened once upon a time. It's not a fairy tale, however. What we read in the scriptures about what happened once upon a time really happened. Not only that, it happened again. Not only that, it happens still. And not only that, we believe it will continue to happen. It's the story of what God has done and is doing and will do. It's the story of God's gift to God's people, which is not a luxury item for people who have everything. It's something that's needed. It is God's answer to those who have come to God, as the psalmist put it, out of the depths, and have cried for help. Ultimately, it's the story of why Christmas happened in the first place. I think I need to say here, if you've never had that kind of experience, the kind where the psalmist talked about feeling traumatized and utterly helpless, then this sermon probably is not for you and probably will be no help for you. Like, it's only if we have been there that the story will make any sense to us. Only so can we understand the pathos of the psalmist, crying out of the depths, God, listen to me, help me, answer me. I'm waiting, God. I hope none of us are at that place today. But my assumption is most, if not all of us, have been there one time or another. There's nothing to celebrate if we have never been to that place. And then later, at the other place, where we're able to say, God does help. God can be trusted. God keeps faith forever. God looks after God's people. God lifts up those that have been knocked down by life. God lifts them up and goes with them. Many of us who have been at both places say, we have received God's gift through Jesus, the one whose birth we celebrated last week. God heard our cry. God came to redeem us. God was in Jesus, reconciling us to God, bringing us out of the depths, lifting us up, being with us, accepting us, forgiving us, letting us in. And when we made no room for God, God made room for us. God said, let there be light. And there was light. And that light is the life of all the world. And the darkness cannot put it out. That's what happened once upon a time. That's the story of the gift. There was light. There is light. There will be light. I don't think it's an accident of history that we celebrate God's gift to us at this time of year, the darkest time of the year in our part of the world, the least hopeful time of year. And it's cold, and it's bleak, and it's dark. There's a poem by Christopher Fry, you may know it. The darkest time of the year, the poorest place in town, cold and a taste of fear. Man and woman alone, what can we hope for here? More light than we can learn, more wealth than we can treasure, more love than we can earn, more peace than we can measure, because one child is born. God's gift of light and peace is more than we could ever dream, because one child is born. Now, when I start talking about these things, there's something I am apt to do, and I hope you can forgive me for it. I'm apt to romanticize the gift too much. And when I say romanticize, what I mean is I'm apt to deal with only part of the story and then change that story into something other than what it is, which was especially easy to do in those weeks when we were moving toward Christmas, to see only the child as the gift and then to miss out on all the wonder and joy of all that God had done in Jesus. You know, that cute little baby, no crying he makes, grew up. He became a man. He did wonderful things, unique things, going from Bethlehem and Nazareth throughout Galilee and Samaria and Judea, touching as teaching as no one had ever taught before, proclaiming a kingdom that would be, revealing truths about God that never before had been seen. The child became a man whose ministry was marked with self-giving and self-denial and sacrifice, and then symbolized with bread and a cup and a cross. When we were looking toward Christmas, it was easy to think about the child and to neglect the important things God did in Jesus. It was easy to romanticize the gift, certainly for me. Looking toward Christmas, see, it's always easy to celebrate the special joys, the excitement and the spirit of the season, to enjoy the traditions, the Advent wreath, the decorations, Santa Claus and presents and candlelight. But when I do that, sometimes, I let myself forget what I know about people and about myself, that it's hard to be a person. Sometimes I allow myself to forget that question that has been asked so often, and it takes many forms, but it's always the same question, that question which, when it comes, comes out of the depths, out of feelings of lost and lostness. As I said earlier, I believe it's a question which most, if not all of us, have found ourselves asking one time or another, and more times than we want, certainly. It's that question, when it comes, is the only question there is, and it's real. Out of the depths I cry to you, O God, how am I supposed to cope? How do you expect me to go on? See, on the one side, we heard the songs of Christmas. And on the other side were the noises of the world and of people crying out. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. How can I go through Christmas? I'm so alone. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. How can I put up with these screaming kids anymore, in these dirty diapers, in these dirty dishes, in this dirty house? Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Too much to do, too much pressure, too many demands. Good Christian folk, rejoice, rejoice. I can't stand the pain. I'm so lonely. Nobody cares, nobody. Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. How can I go on? Angels bending near the earth, how can I cope? Joy to the world, how? Jingle bells. Once upon a time, 2,000 years ago, what about this time? What about now? What about me? How am I supposed to go on? Out of the depths, O God, I cry to you. The darkest time of the year, the poorest place in town, cold and a taste of fear, man and woman alone. What can we hope for here? How can what happened once upon a time, 2,000 years ago, happen again for me? How can I receive the gift? Well, you've heard the answer before. You know it. It's nothing new. It's taking that leap from the outer edge of the things we know to the risk of believing that God is, that love is. And that's scary. With not much hope left, but trusting that the gift of grace will support us all the day long. See, it's scary to take the leap of faith beyond the outer things that we know, even if our courage allows us to take only a cautious half step into what the poet called the darkest time. But it requires that much courage of faith to learn that what happened once upon a time happens still. And to discover the gift, hey, there's a lamp to my feet. I can go on. Once upon a time, salvation, and again, salvation. Of course, that does not mean faith makes all the troubles disappear and headaches go away and the fears. And it doesn't mean that the grave will give back one that death took from us. And it doesn't mean that the pressures will be eased and that even if we pray our heart out, the cup might not pass from us. It's for us as it was for the shepherds after they beheld the gift. They went back to the fields. They went back to the real world. They went back to all those issues they had to take care of and deal with. That's what we have to do when we go every week back to the real world. But to go out there to the edge of what we know, and from there to take the leap of faith, however small and faltering that leap might be, even if it's like only just putting a toe into the water to test the temperature, enough to be able to say, okay, God, I'm going to try. That's all it takes to receive the wonder and the joy of knowing the real gift of God. There is light enough. The darkest time, and look at that, a lamp to my feet. Surprise, I can go on. The darkest time of the year, what could I hope for here? Light, love, peace, joy, because one child is born. Once upon a time, and again and again and again and again, thanks be to God. Amen.